From the GPB Newsroom, Good Friday, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia lawmakers in charge of the budget are asking all state agencies to prepare for cuts of 14% due to the coronavirus pandemic. That totals nearly $4 billion. The call for reductions comes as some retail stores in Georgia began to reopen today, the first day after Governor Brian Kemp lifted a statewide stay-at-home order. Total confirmed infections in Georgia have passed 27,000. Kemp earlier this year had set a $28 billion revenue estimate for fiscal year 2021. It begins July 1st. That was before the pandemic left more than a million Georgians out of work. Nurses in Augusta are joining a nationwide day of protest demanding more personal protective equipment. WJBF-TV video shows a handful of nurses standing 6 feet apart from one another outside the Charlie Norwood VA Medical Center in Augusta today. They're demanding more face masks, gloves, air purifying respirators, and coveralls. May 1st is International Workers' Day. A spokesperson for the VA said it has enough protective equipment for 30 days. Nurses around the country are holding protests today demanding better protective gear. Coastal Georgia's popular Tybee Island beaches are opening starting today, but visitors must follow strict health and safety protocols, including groups of no more than 10 people. Tybee's municipal government is banning chairs, tents, umbrellas, and coolers until May 6th. Most beach access points will be closed and smoking is prohibited. More restrooms will be open, however. Atlanta's beloved 4th of July tradition, the AJC Peachtree Road Race, has been delayed until Thanksgiving Day. The world's largest 10K attracts some 60,000 runners, walkers, and para-athletes. It's been held on July 4th on Peachtree Street between Buckhead and Midtown every year since 1970. A civil rights organization is demanding a federal investigation into the deadly shooting of a black man in South Georgia. The Southern Poverty Law Center says the February killing of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery by a white man appears to have been racially motivated. No one's been arrested or charged. A police report says Greg McMichael and his son Travis were frustrated by earlier burglaries in their neighborhood near Brunswick when they spotted Arbery running by and considered him suspicious. Arbery apparently was on a jog. Brunswick News reports both men grabbed their guns and chased Arbery. Greg McMichael told police that Arbery attacked his son when they caught up with him and that his son shot him. Social distancing might seem like a new phenomenon, but survivors of the mid-20th century polio epidemic have lived like this before.
Back then, it was like it is now. No pools, no movies, no theater, stayed at home.
Polio survivors in Georgia worry the state might be reopening too soon. You can hear that story online now at gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.